Welcome to Sunshine Sisters on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM. I'm Karen Carmichael. Today, your host will be my friend, Lynn Lotkowitz. Lynn will be speaking with Myla Turtle, the latest Sunshine Sister and another woman making an impact in St. Petersburg today.
Hey, Lynn, it's always great to see you.
Thank you. My guest today is longtime St. Pete resident, Myla Turtle. Myla is currently the Vice Chair of the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance and Vice President of Client Development at VAMPT, a St. Petersburg marketing firm. Thank you again, Myla, for joining us today.
My pleasure. I'm so honored that you thought of me for this. It's really wonderful.
Okay, so let's get started. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
So I grew up in a small town in North Jersey called Ringwood. Jersey gets a bad rap, but it's actually very beautiful. The city I grew up in had lots of lakes and parks. We're only 45 minutes from New York City and all the arts and culture that New York City has to offer. It was a really wonderful place to grow up. I was a waitress at my friend's family's Italian restaurant.
All right.
Learned a lot about how to relate to disgruntled customers, and it taught me a lot for life and business, and I feel really grateful that I grew up in Jersey.
When did you move to St. Pete?
So I moved to St. Pete to go to Eckerd College in 1986, graduated in 1990, met my husband Jesse Turtle at Eckerd. He's from Boston, Mass., so we're both Northerners, and we thought when we had family we would move back up north. But we never did. We fell in love with each other, the city, grew our family and our careers here.
Great. What inspired you to get involved in St. Petersburg and the Art Alliance?
I've always been a huge fan of St. Petersburg, having raised kids, had my business here. Such a beautiful place to live. I've seen the growth from next to nothing downtown to pretty explosive, and I know you're lucky to live downtown, so that's real special. But I felt, after raising kids, I felt a little bit disconnected, so I actually did the Leadership St. Pete program through the Chamber of Commerce, and that led me to a connection to the St. Pete Arts Alliance, and that's kind of where my soul, that's my passion is arts. And so I got connected there. I applied. They brought me onto the board, and then a year later, I'm the vice chair.
Wow! And there's such a great arts program all over the city.
Yes.
It's just terrific.
Yes.
What do you think St. Pete's biggest challenge, looking into 2024 and moving forward?
We're growing so fast, so I think we really need to be thoughtful and grow with intention. And that speaks to affordable housing, which is very key to the Rays Stadium deal and the gas plant. Speaks to flooding and infrastructure as we grow, the insurance crisis, which no one seems to be talking about, and supporting the arts and the art community, and recognizing the arts as a huge economic driver and a huge part of the growth of the city and why people live here, why people visit here. All of that.
And there seems like there's so many new things coming on all the time.
Yes.
Like that fairgrounds, I think, is so awesome.
It is. I'm catching up always. I mean, there's so much to see and do here. I always tell people, if you're bored in St. Pete, it's your own fault, because any given weekend, there's a million things to do.
What about accomplishments? Tell me about an accomplishment you're proud of.
Well, aside from my husband and my two adult children, who I'm immensely proud of. I'm very proud that I started and ran my own marketing business, Turtle Moon Graphics, for over 30 years. And the community here supported me in that. And I recently merged with VAMPT, Adam and Aaron Erickson of VAMPT, last year. And it's been really successful. Yeah, it's been great. They're good people. They're also a small local marketing agency, which was really important to me to
stay
have
local.
That local feel. And we have great nonprofit clients like the St. Pete Free Clinic, Juvenile Welfare Board, educational clients like St. Pete College, Eckerd College, Kawa Coffee is probably the most recognizable
local. My favorite place.
Yep. I know. You're a big fan.
Did you have a mentor, or if so, tell us a little bit about them.
So I really had to think about this question. And I actually looked up the official definition, and it's to provide guidance, advice, and feedback and support. So I think I have a lot of different mentors depending on what it is that I need. My husband, of course, is my biggest supporter, and he is always cheering me on. Most recently, I have a health mentor. She's my neighbor and friend, Jill Edwards, and she's taking me on this journey to help lower my cholesterol through plant-based eating.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about, you went to the Whole Foods opening today.
I did. It was.
Was it exciting?
Yes. The line was wrapped around the building.
I bet.
It was very exciting. So, it's been great. It's been a great journey for me.
How about travel? I know you've done some good traveling. I remember you telling me a few stories. Name the top place you'd like to visit on your bucket list.
So I think currently I'm fixated on the Galapagos Islands. I really love nature. Mm-hmm. I feel rejuvenated. I love being surrounded by water. I think it would be fascinating to see kind of the unique species of animals there, learn more about evolution, nature bathe, mm-hmm. all that. So.
Coincidentally, my grandson is going to the Galapagos in April. His other grandmother mm-hmm. is taking him for 10 days. He's over the moon about it.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah.
Can you recommend a book, a podcast, or a movie to our listeners, something that inspired you or favorite?
So I'm kind of a self-improvement junkie. I try not to say self-help. I say self-improvement. Mm-hmm. So Brené Brown is at the top of my list. Mm-hmm. Daring Greatly and Dare to Lead. It's about vulnerability and leadership and worthiness and all the good stuff. So I kind of devour her books. And then I just started listening to a podcast called by Lewis Howe, The Greatness Mindset. And it's a young man. He used to be a football player, so it's interesting to have kind of that male perspective. Mm-hmm. It's also kind of the self-improvement genre about relationships and money and mindset and mm-hmm. all the fun things that help you grow.
Well, thanks for sharing all this with us today, Myla. Motivated professionals like Myla help strengthen St. Pete and keep our community thriving. Thanks for being part of Sunshine Sisters in St. Pete.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Sunshine Sisters. Lynn Lotkowitz sat down with Myla Turtle, the Vice President of Client Development at Vamped, a marketing and design company. I'm Karen Carmichael.